of the day，
雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线
Question of the day。
好可怕呀，
回声有的时候回声让你很欣慰，在夜晚陪伴你，但有的时候令你毛骨悚然。
这取决于你待在什么样的房间里面、如果你待在一个小小的房间里面，那回声是相当可怕的。
对哦，忘了介绍我今天的回声、哎呀，有一种歌手介绍自己的伴唱一样的感觉
好了，伴唱走了，拜
Betty bye。
我今天的伴唱 Emo 唱唱老师
Hello, this is Emo, this is 唱唱、So
I guess I don't need to introduce you anymore since
No, not really.
Your voice has grown so familiar to everybody.
Okay, So I'm glad. So my voice is growing familiar and familiar to everybody. And I'm thinking about, you know, my apartment recently, because it seems this is the last few days I can still stay in my old apartment.
What happened to you or your landlord, or what happened between you and your landlord?
Yeah, you just find out.
I guess, well, now you don't have to live in someone's apartment.Since you, there's something happen between you and your landlord, so literally you're leaving your own house.
Oh, Michelle 总喜欢把事情搞得特别特别的复杂。
Is it?
这是不对的。实际上就是房子到期了，所以 I have to move to the new
apartment. No, you have to marry the landlord. 房子到期了 ，marry that guy.
哎，这是一种解决的办法，是不是 solution？ 因为很多就是北漂的人，或者说你生活在另外一个城市的人，那你不得不去面对一个租房子的事情。那这个时候，每次去租房子的时候，其实我有自己的偏好，不能说癖好，就是偏好。
爱住地下室，或者没有顶棚的，没有顶棚的阳台。
我特别喜欢住的房子是有大窗户的，最好有落地窗，
或者只有窗户的。
I love the French windows。我喜欢像这种法。是的，大大的落地窗，而且我还喜欢 walk-in closet。 我喜欢一个，用中文该怎么说，就是一个非常大的这样的一个衣服间。
Oh, I know, I know that.
走进去。
But I don't know, I think what I had in mind is I guess the biggest one is the drive-through closet.
Drive-through, oh my god, that's crazy and stupid.
That's trap. No, no. I learned that because Jennifer Aniston has recently, she and her new boyfriend, actually I think they're engaged. They just built this drive-through closet.
I hate that. I thought I had the best one. 因为我过去租的房子里面，然后最让我满意的一点就是它的卧室非常小，厨房非常小，厕所非常小，但是有个特别大的 walk-in closet.就你可以走进去，然后里面一个房间都是柜子。
I love that.
I love that too.
You know, I like the built-in closets. You know, they're built in the wall. You don't have to buy closets.
Built-in closet. 你看我们现在的女生越来越挑了，就连一个衣柜也要是嵌入式的。
但是我没有啊。曾经想过把我家的那个主卧的厕所给改造成一个 closet， 这样把它封上，然后把它弄成一个 closet 连着我的卧室。
哎，很多时候我们还会有很多就是我们在大学里面住那种 bunk bed。那其实很多同学的下面是不需要睡人的，是不是下铺？这个时候会拿它用来放各种衣服啊、东西什么的。我觉得那也是一种很快乐的回忆。说到这个房子，还在雅思考试的口语考试里面有这么一道题，叫 Describe your favorite room in your flat。Your flat. 美国人喜欢说 apartment， 英国人比较喜欢说 flat， 但是一个意思，还都是你的公寓。他知道我们买不起这种独门独栋的房子。
Not house, not a villa, just a flat and apartment.
So this is about that. If you ask me, it seems to me, I would like to say I love the walk-in closet best in my room. Because it is, you know, the most luxury things I've ever had. I thought the landlord would be the really young girl loved all these things. But it turned out she's about 50 years old. And she had that one. She designed that closet for herself. So it surprised me. And she loved everything about, you know, being beautiful.
And she counts her jewelries every day.
Every
day. She doesn't have anything else to do, you know. She just drives her kids to school and then goes back home and count her jewelry.
Yes.
Ooh, I'd like to meet your
How
landlord.
How do you know that?
I just make things up in my mind, and sometimes they turn out to be true. There's so many different people out there, so,
you know. And also, there's one thing I love to have in that room. You know, I can call that, you know, my fit room. In my fit room, I've got a big wall of mirror. It's a big wall of mirror. It is also the door of this fit room.
You just go ahead, keep going. I was thinking about something, imagining things. So you just finish, and
that's
I'll
it.
Let you know.
I mean, that impressed me at my first sight of the apartment. I saw a mirror, huge big mirror. But when I, you know, moved the mirror, I realized what inside is a closet. It's a walk-in closet. Mm. It's a fit room, and I was so surprised. So this is the part I love best.
When you were talking about a room full of mirrors, I thought you might just rent the house from Snow White's...
The queen.
Stepmother. Yes, the queen. Yeah, every day you stand in front of the mirror and say, who is the most beautiful woman in the world?
Who is the most beautiful woman in the world?
Mm. Oh, different from the fairy tale. Your mirror just wouldn't answer you. Or it's so afraid to tell the truth.
I can't answer myself. Anyway, so this is about your favorite room. I think every girl has a dream of having a, you know, the wardrobe. Like,
but I would feel disappointed coming home to an empty fitting room. I mean, it's a huge fitting room with just one or two pieces of clothes hanging there.
No,
it's so sad.
Impossible. You can't even hang in your bathtub tower and robe.
Yeah, I can hang a bag of books. I can hand my spoon, my knife, my spatula.
Don't presume you have less clothes than I do.
What I'm saying is that if I got a huge closet, but I don't have so many clothes, the closet would be half empty. And
count them. Trust me. I guess you can have a full wardrobe of clothes.
I'd love to have that.
No problem. Every girl has that. They just sometimes they just don't even realize. I remember when I was 5 or 6 years old, my grandma told me one thing. I still remember it. For every girl, there's always one outfit or one clothes, you know, missing.
Yes, always.
Always.
The one that goes with everything. What we have are the things that goes with mostly everything. But we're missing that one that goes with literally everything. So we always need more. And that is why we keep buying clothes and not being satisfied with what we bought and keep buying clothes.
Hmm.
You know, for some of the clothes, I don't need to wear them all the time. Literally, sometimes I don't even have to wear them, but I have to have them.
That's the problem. You don't donate them.
That's a sickness.
That's a sickness.
That is a serious problem. I don't donate them because I think they're pretty and they might look good on me. But,
you know, on
not my
some
style.
Occasions.
Yeah.
For some clothes, I think.
And those occasions never occur. Those occasions never occur to me. But I had in mind that one day, the day will come, you know, when one of these occasions will occur to me. But, you know, till now, it never happened.
Maybe we can spend one day together and to see all these clutters, and I think we can organize them together.
Mm.
You know, we actually spent some time to talk about the steps, how to organize our clothes.
Yes.
And donate some, keep some, and maybe, you know, send some to the friends.
Mm.
Yeah, something, probably they are wasted for one person, but probably they are, you know, treasures for another person.
Mm.
So this is another proverb. I love it, right?
Mm.
Okay, so what about your favorite room in your apartment?
Mm.
I think most of the girls, they would think the bedroom, right?
Bedroom
is the favorite of, you know, everybody, because we spend half of our life there.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Mm.
Half of our there we are our life.
Yes. But I guess my favorite room isn't my bedroom. It is the room that is called the sunshine room.
Oh.
I didn't name the room because I wouldn't think this. You know, but
so what is the
contractor?
What is the function of the sunshine room?
You could just make it an open balcony. Wow. Or you could seal it up.
Study room.
And make it your study room.
Study room.
And with the window all around it.
The French window?
Not French window.
Why those not? Windows, I love French
they
windows.
Don't, they don't reach the floor. My family didn't name the room, but the contractors, they named the sunken room, and they've been calling it for quite a while, so we get used to that name, so we pick up that name as well, so we call it the sunken room. That's, my parents decided to seal it up, you know, not to make it an open balcony, because it would be hard to clean, since it got all the dust and, you know, wind blowing all the sand into it. Because they put wooden floor in the sunshine room, so it would be even harder to clean if it's in an open balcony. So they bought two wooden shelves, dark wood shelves for the room, and a pot of green plant.
Wow.
Two.
I love green plants.
Everywhere there. My mom loves it. And two comfortable chairs and a
walking
tea
chairs?
Table. No. Regular chairs and a tea table in between those chairs. I'd love to decorate that room myself, so I put all the souvenirs I bought from different places and different countries in one shelf, and the other shelf is occupied.
You know, here's the problem. So for girls, so we love to collect different souvenirs and the beautiful stuff, especially, you know, the handmade colorful one or ones. But the hardest part is for the man or for the cleaner, you know, to keep it clean, because it can get, you know, very dusty, dirty there. So it's always beautiful in the TV show. You can see all kinds of, you know, the beautiful shelf with different, you know, things displayed there. But if it's in your home, you're going to feel the headache for them.
But fortunately for me, my mom loves me enough to not help me clean. So I get to clean them all by myself, so just no zuo, no dai. I'd love to buy those souvenirs, and I'd love to put them out in the open so I can see them every day. For the other shelf, it's occupied with all the books. I don't like to arrange books by the size. I like to arrange them randomly. I don't arrange them, just randomly, you know, with the different color combined together. It's just look bright and colorful and vibrant.
Interesting.
And also,
but she's never gonna read these books, so she doesn't have to, you know.
It's just a decoration, you know. When you open the book, it's just white paper inside of it, you know, no contents at all. It's just a cover, you know, to make you feel that I'm well educated and love reading. Yeah, that's my purpose. So is the souvenirs. You see the front of them, but the back is just plastic. You know, everything's made of plastic or paper. Recycled paper. That is why I'm that pathetic. I usually spend my afternoons or evenings sitting in that room reading. Pretend to reading,
Pretend to reading. I love this honest part.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I spend most of my time sitting in that room pretend that I'm reading. Another thing in that room is the guitar set and the guitar. And also two ukuleles.
Those
smart guitars. Those are not mine. Those are my boyfriend. He actually plays them. I don't know a thing about playing guitar, but I sometimes hum with him, you know, when he plays, and I often hum off key, so he just suggests me kindly not to sing while he's singing, because I would drag him away, so probably I can sing all by myself when I'm alone, but not when other people sing. So I guess that's my favorite room, since it's designed by myself.
Very special. 因为我觉得自己设计过的东西或自己亲手动过的东西，哪怕是奇丑无比的一个房间，
对，
奇丑无比，
对，
其实自己也会觉得是个宝贝，
做作无比，奇丑无比，
做作无比，奇丑无比。但其实这在考试里面还算是一道难题。大家觉得难题的原因是因为会觉得在一间房子里面的很多东西不知道怎么描述，尤其是在卧室里面，比如说床头柜，你会怎么说呢？
Nightstand.
We can say nightstand. 比如说我们还可以有一个床头灯，是不是？那比如说那儿站着一灯，怎么说呢？
Stands a lamp.
Lamp.
Is it?
Yeah. And also, if you have something on your bed, so something like
bedspread.
Quilt. We have a quilt. 如果你很喜欢睡软软的枕头，是吧？晚上可以流很多的口水在上面，
还能给吸进去，
还能给吸进去的这种枕头。那我们说 ，we can say
fluffy pillows,
right? Fluffy pillows. Also, maybe you can have the blanket if you think it's really hot to have the quilt in the summer. So blanket is a good choice. What else can we have? We have cushions. 我们还可以有一些靠垫。So other than cushions, other things.
More cushions,
actually. Yeah. Okay, and worn out cushions. 都快用烂了的 cushions. Bed sheets, very important. Yeah.
对。And mattress,
and all, we can also have cover. 如果你白天的床见不得人的话，是吧？可以用一个东西把它 cover 起来。So we can also have cover.
Just cover the messy bed with your clothes. People wouldn't notice. They would only notice your clothes. They wouldn't notice your bed. And also, we've got the heavy curtains to block the sunlight.
Heavy curtain, that's important. And we can also have the blinds, have the shade, these kind of things. And also, we can have the desk, right? Or we can have the drawers.
You know,
the makeup drawers for you?
Yeah, because I have to put on different faces every day. I mean, you know, the one that you're seeing right now is not my real face. You know, I have...
She's putting on faces every day. Every
day, yes. For different people, you know. For you, I would put on a green mask. But for other people, I mean, I like to cheer them up.
Do you have other people in your life?
Lots of them. But I like to steal the information from you in case you disturb other people's lives. But yeah, I got one of those drawers. Because there's a saying in Chinese, feng shui is, if there's a mirror facing your bed, it's not good.
I have three mirrors facing my
bed. Good for you. I'm gonna buy you four more and then put them. And also, this is just a saying. I mean, you can believe it or not. Your own choice, personal choice. And I believe to, and I choose to believe it. And so,
I can't. So I only have three mirrors.
My drawer is folded. You can actually fold the mirror. It is actually the surface of the desk that you can
pull it up.
You can pull it up, and that's the mirror on the other side. And you can close it up, and then that's the surface of the desk.
Can't imagine what it is like.
It is, and then inside I have this little cubes. For different cosmetics, the long and...
I really want to go and visit her bedroom and see
what
it looks like.
Welcome to visit my house. I mean, home.
And I also think, you know, there could be like the flea market, I think, for us to donate the clothes and everything. Because I think something's not that out of fashion, but we can actually sell it or give it to the girls who need them.
So for those things that are not of fashion, I would tend to keep them because I think, you know, since they never fell out of fashion, I can always wear them. I'm going to be the first one who benefit from all my shopping sprees.
That's reasonable. But this is for young people, but if you ask my mom or dad, I think the favorite room would be the living room.
I guess any room but yours. Since yours might be messy.
Exactly.
The living room. That's where they, you know, lay on the couch and enjoy TV shows together.
Exactly. Every day. It's like every night. People like my dad, my mom, they were like, you know, reposing on the sofa like a cat and sleeping there when they're watching TV shows.
Ooh, sleeping in front of the TV. That's like one of my favorite things to do.
Well, but how come I could never do that? I mean, with the noises on all the time.
Tired enough, you just cannot hear anything. And sometimes...
I never had that experience. Even I felt really exhausted. I try.
You know, sometimes when I'm really tired and I fell asleep and while I'm listening to a TV show or just watching a movie...
Yeah?
And then I can hear all those voices and all those sounds. I would create a dream related to those sounds.
Wow.
While I'm sleeping.
Wow.
So sometimes it's sometimes quite hard for me to tell the difference between a reality and a dream because what happened in a reality actually happened
so
in my
dream
too.
So you just go into a rhyme between the reality and the dream. It's like a philosophical dream. Valley.
You know, if I'm hearing the doorbell rings or even the cell phone ringtones, it's just if it's a ring, I would just automatically dream as someone's calling me. I would constantly picking up phones and having conversations with people.
Wow. That is a superpower.
Yeah, now that I'm reading the analysis of dreams, I'm trying to figure out what happened to me because, you know, for some people, I guess for a lot of guys, even they're dreaming, the story in their dream or logic. But for me, things are jumping from one place to another with no logic at all. But it seems so logical for me in my dream, and it's totally explainable the moment I woke up. But after that, like 5 or 10 minutes, everything just fall apart and it doesn't make any sense at all.
Wow.
I didn't know what happened, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Wow. Maybe I can help you with that.
Are you sure you're trying to help me?
Or I'm trying to mess it.
You're trying to mess me up. I guess, well, first of all, I hope that we're inspiring to you guys, and then we hope you have nice dreams, you know, either it's daydream or dream at night.
Have a nice dream, your favorite room, either it's living room or bedroom or balcony or bathroom.
Yeah, so remember, keep something in mind about your favorite room in case the examiner asked, then you would have something to, you know, kill the time to talk with that guy or that lady. So we're going to see you next time. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true. Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watch me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. So many feet go in so many ways. The people passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching it. Nobody told me what to do. I can't stop. Other people watching me, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're not so lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be, not so lonely, 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 lonely. The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来 TED Talk 的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。 下面请听中国梦主题新创作歌曲展播歌曲，黄渤演唱的《我的要求不算高》。
八十平米的小窝，还有个温柔的好老婆，孩子们顺利上大学，毕业就有好工作，每天上下班很畅通，没有早晚交通高峰，天天去户外做运动，看蔚蓝的天空。我能挣钱，我还有时间去巴黎、纽约、阿尔卑斯山，我逛商场，我滑雪山，这样的日子好悠闲，人们的关系很友善，我想人间都是笑脸，养老生病不差钱。